McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Marty Johnson reporting. European Union leaders are meeting for a second day in Brussels on Britain's pending departure from the EU. British Prime Minister David Cameron met with the leaders for the first time Tuesday since British voters decided to quit the European Union, as Lisa Bryant reports for VOA.
The mood was somber in Brussels. This is likely the last EU summit for British Prime Minister David Cameron, who vowed to step down after Britain's voted to exit the European Union last week. He said that despite sadness and regret, the meeting was constructive.
Britain should seek, and Europe should seek, the closest possible relations as Britain leaves the EU, close relations over trade, over cooperation, over security.
But EU leaders sent their own message to Britain, as French President François Hollande pointed out.
S'il veut rester dans le marché unique,
he said that if Britain wants to stay in the single market, it has to pay the price, including accepting the free movement of people. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
Istanbul has fully reopened Ataturk International Airport after Tuesday's suicide attack that killed 41 people and injured another 140. Turkish Prime Minister Binali Yildirim says our airport has been open to flights and departures since 2:20 a.m. on. Flights to the U.S. have also reopened, and passengers arriving in New York were frightened.
So I can't even fly anymore. I'm like so scared. So everybody in the flight the same way. I mean, it's just disbelief. I mean, we're so lucky we got away with it looks like.
It was 10 p.m. local time Tuesday when two attackers with automatic weapons opened fire at a security checkpoint, then blew themselves up. A third bomber detonated in a parking lot. This is VOA News. The House Republican